Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
People who know me well understand that one of my passions is baseball. I've played it since I was a child, and I still do. I drag my bat, my glove, and my spikes to Florida every year to play in a tournament for seniors. Over the years, I've played in the Roy Hobbs World Series and another tournament called the Wooden Bat Classic. So when the news came out recently that Major League Baseball had removed Pete Rose from the list of individuals ineligible for the Hall of Fame, folks have been asking me for my take. The simple answer is, there's no simple answer. In the first place, restoring Rose's name to those eligible for induction to the Hall of Fame does not ensure he will get in. Many in baseball believe that Rose's ban for gambling on the game should never be lifted, even though the so-called lifetime ban technically ended when Rose died back in September. Some of those vehemently opposed to Rose's induction are his own teammates. One teammate, specifically. Years ago, I hosted a weekly television show here at WGTE called The Editors. I recall the day that the great Johnny Bench, a Hall of Famer himself, after a remarkable career with the Cincinnati Reds, was a guest on the show. I asked Bench about Pete, and you would have thought I had insulted Johnny's parents or something. "Pete made his bed, he can sleep in it," Johnny said, his voice rising and his face red with anger. It was abundantly clear where he came down on the question of Pete Rose's suitability for the Hall of Fame. Pete always insisted that he never bet on his team to lose, and I want to believe him, even though questions about his character dogged him for much of his life. I want to believe him because I watched him play many times over the years, and I never saw anyone play the game with the same enthusiasm and sheer joy that he brought to the ballpark every day. If he hit a routine ground ball to the second baseman, he didn't jog to first, he sprinted. Because, well, you never know. His nickname, of course, was Charlie Hustle, and his achievements on the field of play would make him an automatic first ballot selection for the Hall of Fame, if eligible. Now, several months after his death, the ban that kept him out while alive is finally gone. But as the Commissioner of Baseball has pointed out, lifting the ban does not mean Pete will be elected to the Hall, not automatically. It's not his decision to make. Normally, sports writers who cover the major leagues vote on Hall of Fame candidates, but so much time has passed since Pete retired from the game that their responsibility now falls to the Classic Era Committee, a group of players, executives, writers, and others. His election is anything but automatic. Nobody disputes that Pete Rose's accomplishments as a player warrant election to the Hall of Fame. He is baseball's all-time hits leader. He was the engine that drove the Cincinnati Reds' powerhouse teams of the 1970s, known appropriately as the Big Red Machine. Pete always said that his best chance to make the Hall of Fame was to die first. We'll see if he was right.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.